It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels. Happy to welcome Joseph to 88.5. How are you?
So good.
Good. How are you?
I was talking to you guys before we went on air because I know. I know how the name came about, and I know you've been asked a million names about the band's name.
Yeah.
But do you mind, will you indulge me and let our audience that don't know where the origins of the name comes from?
Yes. It is a town in eastern Oregon that's absolutely gorgeous called Joseph, Oregon. And our grandpa Joe grew up there. And we spent summers going to his farm and riding in the back of his pickup truck and watching big thunderstorms and camping.
Going to the lake a lot, Wallawa Lake.
Yeah. So
beautiful.
It's gotten in us.
and see, but that's actually a wonderful story because it captures that innocence of childhood and those fond memories and Grandpa Joe. And there's a sweetness to that backstory, which is why I did ask for the millionth and one time.
We'll take it. It's important. It's a weird name.
And we're not going to ask about the extra Ian Megan. We're going to leave that That one we're going to leave for the next time we have you.
Okay.
But we do have Natalie, Megan, and Allison joining us. I guess I want to ask Natalie the first question, which is, as the older sister, by how much?
4 years.
Ooh, that is an older
sister.
Oh,
yeah.
What were you thinking when you let your kid sisters get in on the game with you? How did that happen?
Well, I knew it wasn't working out for me, so I better figure something out.
Okay. Desperate times is desperate measures.
Oh yeah, super desperate.
Well, but seriously, there's an age difference. Now, did you guys remain really close? Because sometimes siblings do, and sometimes that's a big enough gap that it separates your interests and your lives.
We weren't very close growing up. Mm-hmm. She was she's 4 years older, and we have a brother in between as well. So it's kind of like Megan and I are twins, so we were buddies, and Natalie and Ryan were buddies, and so Natalie was like our older sister who we looked up to because we were like. Let's see. We were freshmen in high school when she was a freshman in college, so we kind of moved that way. And yeah, so we always looked up to her a lot and whatnot. So it was a different relationship.
Not anymore.
Okay, this is White Flag. 1, 2, 3, 4. Your yelling's getting loud. Keep it down now. Keep it down now. Going round this town. Keep it down now. Keep it down now. Noise is closing in from all sides, warning all the ways to die. They say you better give up, you better give up. marching song and sound through the halls louder than you. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
There had to be, I guess, through life, a shared interest in music. It may not have been the same music, but a shared interest in music. Was there?
Ooh, yeah.
You showed us some really cool music when you went to college.
I did.
I don't remember what it was. It was probably like Jason Mraz or something.
Allie and I did not sing that much growing up at all. Like, only we were super shy, and Natalie was the singer in the family. And so I don't know that we, like, I mean,
I would always sing at the car window.
Right. My thought of like sharing would be, Natalie, you're singing my harmony, that kind of thing. But beyond that, singing in the car, we didn't really share much musical interest.
So now this leads me to you. Where did the connection come where you realized the three of you could come up with great harmonies and make music together?
Well, I had heard them doing it to like songs on the radio in the car. Which at the time was a lot of country music growing
Rascal
up.
Rascal Flatts, Here Comes Goodbye.
Really, yeah. There was a moment where I was in the living room with my friend Julie, and they were in the kitchen, and they ripped this like whole run that was like ridiculous. And on that song, Here Comes Goodbye by Rascal Flatts.
In harmony.
In harmony. And I looked at Julie with huge eyes, and I was like, what? Are you kidding me? And so I always knew, and that was like, you know, probably like 5 years before I asked them to do this. So I always knew they could, but I didn't really understand to what extent their abilities went. And once I did, I was like, oh, wow.
So when you, there's often stories, and we've asked this of, you know, there is the genetic component of sibling harmonies.
Yeah.
And that there's a reason why there's a lot of siblings that do great harmonies.
Yep.
Some have, it's almost instantaneous. They realize, wow, our voices blend. Mm-hmm. There's always a lot of work when you're doing three-part harmony.
Yeah.
Was it instantaneous for you, or did you guys have to work at figuring out who was going to be where in a song?
They're instant. Yeah, they just do it.
Well, we also kind of have a nice thing going where I'm more of an alto, Megan's a soprano, and you're the middle one that I don't ever remember what it's called.
Mezzo.
So it kind of works out where we just kind of like naturally fell into those slots a little bit. And then from there we can just switch, which is nice. Yeah.
Like Allie with her alto voice singing high sounds really nice. And me with my soprano voice singing low sounds real nice and different.
This song is called SOS.
You don't see. My eyes are closed and I swear you can't see me. I want you close, but my arms are holding you back. I wait for you, but hold my eyes shut. You don't see me, but come near close till my hands don't pull off the blinds. Look me in the eyes. I know there's something. Lately I'm haunted. Ooh, these shadows hold me here. Screaming underwater, SOS. Hear me calling, SOS. Dear to myself, now I need your help. Lying overboard, yelling SOS. My hands are shaking, nobody's been here before. Lately I'm haunted. Ooh.
drowning in fear. I know I want you, but I'm drowning in fear. I'm finally ready, help me up out of here. Screaming underwater, S.O.S. Can you hear me calling, S.O.S. Did it to myself, now I need your help.
How did you actually start performing?
Well, I had songs. I had been working on music for a while myself. And so I just had them sing harmony with my songs. And
but
then
where?
It,
where did you? Where,
oh,
where
sure.
Were the first places?
Coffee shops, you, pizza.
Yeah, we were all shops. Living in Seattle.
Yeah, we were
living. No, I was in Portland.
You were in Portland.
Yeah. We had a recurring gig at this place called Sandy Hearth. And it was a pizza place. We got paid $100. And free beer and pizza.
I was going to say, did they throw in the free pie?
Oh, yeah.
Probably go back and do that gig.
Yes,
that'll close the deal. That'll close the deal. Yeah. Free beer and pie.
That's
free
all
beer
you need.
And pie?
Yeah, are you kidding me?
In. Yeah. Yeah. I was like in the corner.
$100 felt huge at that time.
We were like, whoa, we're getting paid.
Yeah. And free beer.
Yeah, yes,
free beer.
That is huge at that time.
It was, yes.
It was.
It's huge at this
gig.
Time.
Yeah. It's a good gig.
I know.
Yeah.
And so it started there and... Yeah. and on a serious note, you know, mm-hmm. you guys have been working. Mm-hmm. I have to remind myself, there's been an EP, but that the album isn't out yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it seems like you've been working mm-hmm. so hard over the last year or so. Mm-hmm. And the album's coming out on August 26th. How did that come? That part of the plan where you were just going to work and tour and work and tour.
Yeah. Well, I think we just started out doing, I mean... We started out by just doing local gigs and stuff, and then we had a record that we made with our friend Andrew and Danny, and we were just like, we had a month off between, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Obligations. And so I was like, well, we have this record. We're going to release it. Let's just go. Let's just go on a tour. And so we just started that, and that was like... 30 days across the states, and we just tried to book as much as possible and say yes to things, and then from there
our
it
parents,
just kept kind of snowballing.
Our parents like told us at one point, they were like, hardly anybody that is starting, you know, this thing that they've been dreaming about, hardly anybody actually gets to like put their full self into it because they have to keep a job and pay rent and all this
stuff.
Yeah,
totally.
And so they basically were just
very
dreamy, and they basically just said, why don't you guys just like put all your stuff at our house and just like have, you know, just live here and get on the road. And
as
like,
much as possible.
Because
put yourself in front of people.
Yeah. Cause they were like, you have, you know, this is like the time to do it. So like, why not just like do it 100%, you know? And so we were like, okay. And so we basically just been touring ever since.
This song is called Honest.
Can't say a true thing. It's hard to be that honest. I know you're not asking, but I told you that I promised. There's always two thoughts, one after the other. I'm alone. No, you're not. 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 Ooh. Ooh. I know I'm pretending when I try to have an answer.
you're getting ready to go out with Michael Kiwanuka in Europe.
Yep. Yeah.
And then James Bay again.
Yeah. This will be our third time out with him.
Which is, that's a great mentor. Yeah.
I know, he's so good. Incredible. We learned so much from him.
And then tomorrow night, the 7th at Fig show, which is a real chance for more audience to become aware of you, which we're excited, and we want to encourage all our listeners to come out because it's going to be fun.
Yeah,
it's going to be very
fun. Seems like a great venue.
So it's Joseph tomorrow night. We want you to come on out. It's going to be a wonderful gig at 7th at Fig. It's free. It's outdoors. Everyone who's listening, you now have plans on your Friday night. And then once again on 9/13 at the Troubadour. That one, we want you to buy a ticket to. And we certainly hope you'll get their new album, I'm Alone, No You're Not, when it comes out on 8/26. It's Joseph. Live on 88.5 KCSN. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.